listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live, coast to coast. 200 radio stations from the Pacific to the Atlantic. It's 3 o'clock here in Vegas, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Action-packed hour for you. You know when you're busy, a good kind of busy, and then you get like 4 minutes where you got nothing to do. It's 1:56 maybe. You don't have to do anything till 2. That's what today is, because usually we're previewing a game, the NBA Finals, or we're recapping a game, but we've got that nice, in this case, 60 minutes of show in between, in which we're going to dig a little deeper than we typically do. Why? Same reason you guys listen. If you're a sports bettor, it's for the money. If you're a sports fan, it's to know more than your buddies. And we got the guys, Steve Fezzik. Let me tell you, Fez is prepared. It's almost like he found out the fight wasn't 10 rounds. It was to the death. And he came in with a stack of paper. So he might have a chance. Brad Powers here. My personal promise, every day we will deliver the Vegas truth, but you can't have pros without Joes. He is Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, and we're going to start with those NBA Finals. Game 3 coming up tomorrow night at Golden State, but right now there has been some movement. Now that we are another day away from Game 2, what is Vegas seeing in line movement and how the series looks moving forward?
Well, we got a little bit of news here. Fez, you are the master of reading the markets. I think there was a movie, a documentary you were in, something about On the Line or something, and there was a guy in there, one of your competitors, one of the guys looking for attention from Fez who gobbles it up, that said, you know, I've seen better handicappers, but he is the best bettor in the sports betting world. Now, what's handicapping and what's betting, right? It's two different skills. But what helps you become such, or be what makes you such a great bettor? I think part of it for sure is your ability to read the screen. Now, what's the screen? You can go to pregame.com, click the game center, and there's all the games. And on one tab, you see the odds. Other tab, you see the line moves. Another tab, you see the bet splits. In fact, people love those bet splits. Only source on the internet that's free for cash splits, like how much cash was bet on Team A and Team B. And we also have the bet splits. So in that boxing match, for example, the big upset, 90% of the tickets was on the underdog, but 90% of the cash. Now, that's unusual because one guy bet like 200K or something at one of these books in which on the favorite, right? Not a good bet. It's a bridge jumper, as they call it. But oftentimes when the big bets are one way and the small bets are the other, well, what is it? It's a sign the smart money's on one side. So that's something to check out. Fez, you look at that, you look at everything. So what's happened in the last 24 hours? First, let's quantify the market change for Game 3, and then we'll get into why.
Yeah, so last night, Golden State was -6 against Toronto, Game 3. I wake up this morning early, RJ, line's down to 5.5, and then during the day...
All right, so half-point tick down, meaning Toronto money.
Money on Toronto, and Blue Horseshoe loves Toronto, RJ. That line has dropped all the way down to Toronto, now +5.
All right, so think about it like this. Is home court advantage in the NBA about 4 points for Golden State?
Yes.
We talked yesterday. We quantified it right here in Straight Out of Vegas. 2 points better, Golden State was considered. 4 + 2 = 6. Now it's 4 + 1 = 5. So literally whatever edge was perceived that Golden State had beyond home court was cut in half in the last 24 hours.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacostia.
Now the question, and we're talking to Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Why? Couple reasons, I think. Let's start with Durant.
Yeah, so Durant did not practice today, so he's been ruled out by Steve Kerr. And it was unlikely Durant was going to play, but it was possible he could play game three. Now we know he's not playing.
Okay, so how do we calculate that? How do the professionals? Well, what we would do is say, what is the effect of Durant? Now, that could be a whole show that we've discussed at length because the numbers say no effect. Market's going to say something, then say, well, what was the chance he could play? So let's just say it was worth 3 points, which was our original thought way back when. A lot of debate since. And Curry's done so well without Durant in the 3 years. All right, so let's say he's worth 3 points. And let's say we thought there was a 20% chance he was going to play. Well, 10% is 0.3, and then you double at 0.6. So there was about a half a point of equity in this hypothetical. Yeah, in which Durant's possible playing was built into the line. When it went from 20%, which I don't think it was, to zero, I think it was even lower, that equity got taken away.
Correct.
Okay. And guys, that's it. The question I get more than any other from savvy sports fans oftentimes, how does Vegas put a number out when they don't know this, 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 and this? This is what we do best. We price uncertainty. Okay? We price uncertainty. Durant, how much is he worth if he plays? Now that one, there's some uncertainty there. How much, what's the chance of playing? Do the math. Now, what's been the change in his chance of playing? Adjust for it. So reason one, Durant went from some chance of playing to zero. This brings up a good point, and we're going to get into it more. And it's one of my pet peeves. We got to get some theme music for the RJ Bell pet peeves. Injury reports. It's really something that some leagues seem to take as a joke. NFL, I thought, was way ahead of the curve decades ago, saying we are going to mandate the teams release an injury report. Now, there's been the Belichickian kind of the way to game that, and, you know, whatever, we can debate. You know, do we blame the league for not enforcing it, or do we blame the Patriots? But generally, teams have been pretty honest about it. So why do we think that's a good thing? It's because there's no inside information. What is inside information? Some people have it, some people don't. And Brad Powers, college expert, he's with us, straight out of Vegas. We see this in college football all the time, laid out where there's a big line move on a Wednesday, a Thursday, and then a couple hours later, the rest of us find something out.
Yeah, and usually involves a starting quarterback that we find a couple hours after a 3-point line move has gone from, you know, not on the injury report. Oh, he's going to be sitting. He's out for this game. We probably see that.
Well, remember, in college, some of them don't even put out injury reports.
No, they
right?
don't at all. And we honestly, that happens 3-4 times a year, RJ.
And the question becomes, how in the heck would anyone even know? And it's simple. When businesses, syndicates, whatever you want to call them, when they're betting $200,000-$300,000 a game or more, I mean, it's always funny. It's kind of an inside joke in Vegas. We go, well, in the Asian markets, you know, but there really are places that are like black pools is what they call them in finance, is pools of betting that are black and that they're not even known publicly, in which if you want to bet big money, and I mean hundreds of thousands, if it's a liquid sport like the NFL, like college football sides, you can get it down. I mean, Fez, if I told you you got 3 weeks to prepare and we want to bet an NFL side, I mean, could you get down $3 million?
No, not at the number. I'd compromise the number we got.
I bet you could just walk. I think you could get, that's interesting. I guess it matters where the other action was. Because
yeah.
Here's the thing you got to realize. Some books will, I would take $1 billion, I'm not soliciting, but I would take $1 billion bet. As long as there was a guy, if Bill Gates and Warren Buffett wanted to make a bet on a football game for $1 billion each, I'd book it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that the vig in that case would be a nice 100 mil. People don't realize, right? It's a, well, no, I guess it'd be, yeah, 100 mil, 10%. Because it's a million times 1,000 is $1 billion. Which makes sense because there's three zeros, but it doesn't seem like to be a billionaire, you got to have $1,000 million. But I would at that point. Well, I'd have 100. So the books in Vegas will take anything if they have the other side.
That's a great point. I remember once I made a limit bet for $10,000 like 5 years ago, RJ, and the book asked, Fez, you want $50,000 on this one?
Yeah, yeah. And now you're thinking, well, who bet? Well, but you're also thinking, who bet the other side? Because if it's a drunk guy, maybe, you know, you make a few calls to the guys that always want to piggyback you. Because here's the thing. You get offers all the time. Hey, bet my money and you get 20% of the win. So let's say you're betting, let's just use round numbers, $10,000 a game. He'll say, I'll bet $10,000. Here's the bankroll. And then at the end, whatever I win, you take 20%. Now, the sad thing is on the bets that I would love to do that with you, you're limit betting it because there might be $500 limits, right? Or the rogue numbers. And then the markets like the NFL, which are harder to beat, that's the time where you could get down the extra 10. It's just, and you're honest enough to say, hey, these are tough markets to beat. And oftentimes, even those markets, it's about rogue lines because there's one shop that might be taking a dime on a total, and you add up the whole season, that's maybe half your profit is those kind of $1,000 bets, even though you might be betting much more on the sides themselves.
Well said.
Though, you know, I did hit 65% last year in the NFL, so maybe it's easy.
And five straight winning seasons.
You know how many times I get emails that people say, I don't know how they get my email. I guess you can figure it out. I'll give a hint. But the idea that they say, hey, last year I went 22-14. I'm ready to, you know, saddle up, boss. I'm ready to be a pro. Yeah, okay. All right, so what have we done so far? We've broken down what's happened in the market. And that's been money on Toronto. Reason number one, we speculated Durant. Not really speculation. It went from some percent chance Durant was going to play to zero. Also, though, there's been some news with another player with an injury, Klay Thompson. And when we come back, we don't have inside info. But I think we got the right source to tell us Klay's expectation to play. And Brad's got some numbers about how important it is for Golden State that he does play.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. And this is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We're Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will have some possible bad news for the Golden State Warriors as they head into Game 3 coming up tomorrow night.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. Right now on the Strip, 99 degrees, and that's a problem, and the neon is crackling.
So, RJ, we've been discussing what Game 3 could look like for the Golden State Warriors as they head into Golden State.
Brad had to, like, use every muscle in his face not to smile. I said, you're going to laugh at this one. And he tried. I mean, it's like it should have been on Wide World of Sports, like in the 70s, like his face muscles.
Well, he is the interim weatherman when you're not here, so I wonder if you just took one of his adjectives. So, all right, so the situation for the Golden State Warriors, a lot of injuries. Could it have some effect on how they perform, not only in Game 3, but moving forward, and how Vegas sees Golden State's future in this series?
That's a pro throw right there, kids. All right. Fez, what did we say in the first segment? Injuries matter. We know they matter. Lines move because of them. Think about Elon Musk. Famous guy, a pretty amazing thinker, many believe, I believe. He said a few things on Twitter like, hey, and again, this is a paraphrase. is, hey, maybe I'll just take Tesla private. You know, I've got people that probably would back it. And I think he got a $20 million fine saying he was trying to influence the markets. Now, why does the SEC, not the Southeastern Conference, Securities and Exchange Commission, why? Because people's money's at stake. Don't play around with people's money, Darren Revelle. Oh, but we'll get to that later. The fact of the matter is, how much is being bet now? Now, I get the idea that before you could say, all those weirdos in Vegas, did you ever read Stephen King's The Stand? Yeah, that's where Randall Flagg went. They're bad out there. Yeah, I get it. We've been demonized, and that's fine. I kind of like it. But now it's not just Vegas. It's not just Nevada. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars at stake on this NBA Finals. If you take series price, you take future bets, hundreds of millions.
Now let me be even more frank.
You can't be any clearer than that. That's what's at stake. Do you really believe that Kevin Durant's injury has been reported honestly? I gave Steve Kerr about as much love as you can give a coach yesterday. I think he's a brilliant coach. And if you're not going to force him to give information that might help the other team, he's not going to do it, NBA. But there's hundreds of millions being bet. And if everyone doesn't know, you can be certain that somebody knows. Because we talked about college football. How does it happen? Those syndicates bet in hundreds of thousands have trainers all across the country, allegedly. And if you give us good information, it might be 10K. So imagine a trainer figures there might be once every 2 years. I call that friend. The guy in Vegas doesn't even know my name. It happens all the time.
It does. And I mean, look, for those trainers that are only making $30,000 a year, hey, once every 2 years, that extra $10,000 certainly helps a lot.
And I'll be honest, guys, if I was just looking at my betting bankroll, I wouldn't use this humongous national platform, 200 radio stations, Fox Sports Radio. Think about it. Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Doug Gottlieb, and here we come. How many people you think are listening? And then think about, I'm choosing to spend the precious time talking about this. Why? Because of you. You don't think I'm going to hear about a lot of this stuff before the inside information benefits me? I mean, Fez, yeah, I know you don't like talking about this. I won't force you to. But, hey, someone tells you something, you're not going to think, what are the ethics of it? If you know a quarterback's out, you're betting it.
Absolutely. It's legal.
And you're finding out. You're not finding out as soon as Billy did back in the day. Billy Walters, look it up on YouTube. 60 Minutes profile was very good, I thought, years ago. But you're in that next group. And Brad knows you, so he's in the next group.
Yep.
It's the way it happens. Brad's only been here 2 years.
That's why Brad's got to keep his phone closer to him at night when he gets late night texts.
Yeah, you got to wonder what's happening at night with Brad.
I do.
That's a whole podcast there. But I mean, it is a black hole. It is true. But he does get up like at 5:30 or something. Let's give him credit. It's because you're betting your money, and I get it. It's almost like what are the stages of grief? These leagues don't want to admit that it's gambling. They want to make the money. They want their integrity fee, but it's spreading across the country. And there's millions at stake. And if you don't give accurate injury reports, you are giving an unfair advantage to those who are doing things that could be borderline illegal. Again, each state has their own little thing, but if you have inside information, or at least you're paying for it in a betting market, I don't know the laws of that. I know it doesn't feel right to me at all.
He had to know everything, this guy. He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on.
Well, do we want that or don't we? It's in the league's power. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Jonas, I love the beat writers. The guys you might not even, or I might not know how to pronounce their name, but they are embedded. They know by the inflection of a guy's voice, is he optimistic or not? I think there's a key takeaway here with Clay and his likelihood to play.
That's right. Tim Bontemps, who is a writer for ESPN, covers the NBA, sent out a tweet that knowing Klay Thompson, the way Klay Thompson worded his injury status for Game 3, he did not feel optimistic.
And I think more than just worded, but I saw the video, and I think tone of voice, I mean, it was, and it may be his real takeaway because he is an insider, was the phrases, you know, the words.
Yes.
But if you watch, it's around Twitter. I mean, this guy, he's saying, I can't see myself not playing, and then he shakes his head.
And it's Klay Thompson who's battled through injuries before. He didn't miss any time last year when he had an issue with his ankle, I believe. So for him to be this sort of pessimistic with his own status, I think speaks volumes.
You know what's interesting is, well, let's look at the numbers first. We actually have quantified, and Brad Powers did this straight out of Vegas, about, and what years does this span?
Last 5 years.
All right, so Clay's, you know, the tenure of this team as a championship team.
Yep.
All right, so Golden State with Clay, without Clay?
With Clay, the Warriors win about 80% of their games with Clay. They cover a little bit more than half the time with Clay.
So 80% straight up, covering more than half.
Covering more than half. Without Clay, they only win, the Warriors, around 46% of the games, and even less than that.
So 46% straight up. Now, how many games is that?
It's only 24.
All right. So, but
quarter of a season.
Yeah, but the record in those games,
11-13.
And the record in the hundreds of games with Clay, the winning percentage.
They are 80% winning percentage.
All right. Think about this. Not, he didn't make the All-NBA, but this is maybe the best team in the history of the NBA. And when they don't have Clay Thompson, they are below average for a quarter season. Fez, you had them a point and a half, I think.
Two and a half points.
You're
without,
lying.
No,
you're
without,
just making stuff
no,
up.
No, I'm not making it up. Let me clarify. 2.5 points when Durant doesn't play, because Clay becomes much more important when Durant is out.
You know, it's almost like we prep for this show, because that's a great segue to, you know, I've been looking for guys that break film down in the NBA, and there's a lot of them out there. And I'll retweet the ones that I think are especially good at RJ in Vegas for my Twitter. But there's a fellow, and he's called BB Breakdown, and he broke down once Clay went out. Now, I got to give Fez a little credit. He was talking about he was on the conventional media narrative yesterday that injuries were the big takeaway from game two. And I said, how many minutes did Clay miss? And it was like, what, 6 or 8?
8 minutes.
And I'm like, he played 32. But think about this, and let's give the coach for Toronto some credit. When Clay went out, they went to the box and won. Now, I got to be honest with you. One of the most painful experiences I've had in the last couple months was hearing so many radio hosts talk about their high school basketball days when the Boston one was run on them. I mean, there was like 5 or 6 of them talking about it. I'm like, that just can't be. I mean, I'm looking and it can't be. But the Boston one, you know, conjures up Hoosiers, a lot of history. 9 possessions the Boston one was ran, the janky defense against Steph. Now, the Golden State team in those possessions, 1 for 6, 3 turnovers. So 6 plus 3, 9 possessions. Yeah, so 1 score in 9 possessions with the Boston one. So to me, it makes your point. When we were doing all the Steph analysis, and Brad, give us the number on that, which is there's a streak, because I think they split the first 6 games that there was Steph without Durant. But since then, the straight up record.
32-2.
Okay. That's better than with Durant. So we might say, wait a minute, what is Durant worth? And we've been wringing our hands about that. We're not sure. But what we know is the risk of another injury being the tipping point to a real problem was substantial. And the fact they could go box and one on Steph is because there was no one else they were afraid of. Now, luckily, one of the backups hit a shot.
Yep, Quinn Cook, couple of threes.
And, well, only one in this last nine possessions.
Yeah.
When it's the one. Yeah. And if there's not a Clay in game three, who are they scared of? No Durant, no Clay. Draymond's a facilitator. Not that he couldn't get hot. Hey, listen, he's all he's got can make open threes. It's just NBA Finals. I think he's worth a ton in this spot especially.
Yeah, agreed. And Draymond.
And we're talking about Klay Thompson.
Yes, Klay Thompson. Why is he worth so much? Because Draymond's so good with assists that he throws it to an open Klay Thompson. Heck, Klay only needs a couple steps to knock down his threes. So Draymond's great passing is no longer as valuable.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd say if you have a facilitator, in a way that's with LeBron. I'm not a huge LeBron fan. I mean, I respect his game so much. Just, you know, the intangible. Like, you know he's a top five player of all time. So now it's going to get down to the intangibles, right? And not that I'm one to judge. I just know what I like. And I'm not a huge LeBron fan. But I do think LeBron might have been the best. If he was surrounded with a couple real playmakers in his career, so if there was a big three that was even more where, you know, there was the big three in Miami, but, and again, they were a very good team, but LeBron, when he is as confident passing as he is scoring, he doesn't have to be Michael, was probably, like, you know, better than Magic in a way, because Magic couldn't score like LeBron could score. But, you know, in a way, LeBron's never had that team, which would have been an all-time great team. In just 1 minute, there's news, and we're not sure about it. We've got audio, though, about Fred VanVleet and Fezzik and the soap opera that is their relationship.
Well, that's coming up next. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Isaac Lohengrin.
Jonas, we've got breaking news from Major League Baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies just announced that outfielder Andrew McCutchen has a torn ACL in his left knee and will miss the rest of the season. The 32-year-old McCutchen hitting .256 with 10 home runs and 29 RBI as the Phillies' leadoff man. He was in the first year of a three-year $50 million deal. This afternoon, Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr updated the status on Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson for tomorrow evening's third game of the NBA Finals.
Kevin won't play tomorrow, but he's ramping up his exercise routine, his workouts. Klay is day-to-day, so he's questionable. And Loon is out, you know, for the series.
Andre Iguodala practiced today, and Kerr said he would play in Game 3. Adrian Wojnarowski reports that the Lakers are hiring former Memphis Grizzlies and Brooklyn Nets head coach Lionel Hollins as an assistant on head coach Frank Vogel's staff. And finally, Shams Charania reported today that David Griffin and the New Orleans Pelicans have begun listening to teams about potential trade offers for Anthony Davis. Jonas? All yours.
Thanks, Isaac. Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now here on FSR, we're going to give you a different look during the final segment of the show, something we haven't done before here on Straight Out of Vegas. So that's coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
And that will include in a few minutes the Jeopardy takeaways from yesterday. And there are some that really apply if you're a game theory guy. By the way, speaking of Iggy, plus minus. Now, this isn't Fez, you got a new stat you like.
Real plus minus.
Boy, he's coming strong. Real plus minus.
It adjusts for who you're stuck on the court with.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. But this is just plus minus. And this is from, boy, Jonas, I need you, baby. It's Tom Haberstroh.
Tom Haberstroh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I don't need him. Yeah. I was right there. All right. Well-known guy, just a tough name. He put out the plus minus for the NBA Finals only since 2015. So 15, 16, 17, et cetera. Number one on Golden State, Iguodala, plus 164. Draymond Green second. Curry third. Durant fourth. Now, Durant is fourth at plus 119, plus minus. Klay Thompson's fifth at plus 60. So on one hand, the stats say that maybe the best team of all time, Golden State, at least if you look at the odds relative to their competition, best team of all time, it's unequivocal. No team's ever been minus 150 or more to start the season. And Golden State's been 3 straight years. Mm-hmm. And they've been pretty much a majority of the season since. Michael and the Bulls were Michael and the Bulls versus the field, pretty much even money. So on one hand, that team is below 500 in about 25 games without Klay Thompson. On the other hand, Klay Thompson is the least valuable with not real plus minus, but plus minus. It's interesting. Jonas, you don't even know about this. But we got a new, well, you know, we have a new producer, Daryl.
Yes.
And he dug way in to this audio. He's got these really expensive headphones. And he's the kind of dude that will crouch down and crunch into his ears and rock back and forth. Like, he's into it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever saw the movie Contact. But, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm
tripping. Okay? And, boy, I didn't think so many people saw Contact. Jodie Foster. So, and he said, RJ, I think I found something. And I don't want to judge it. And anyone that listens knows Fezzik had a acrimonious breakup with Freddie Van Vliet. A couple years they were, I mean, he was your number two, right?
Yeah.
Behind Jimmy G.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he had a bad couple of weeks. And Fez says, you only got a couple weeks to get that baby weight off. Oh, wait, that's something totally different. Is, I'm out of here, you said.
10 straight horrible games. I dumped
Freddie. See the way he tries to imagine, you know, he's framing it, but it was after years, it was a couple of bad weeks. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Now, the question is, what happened after? Well, I think it's fair to say Freddie had the greatest stretch of his career.
No doubt.
I mean, it may be correlated, it may not be.
Had four of the greatest games of his career, and he had a solid game for five now, great, really solid games.
And over the course of, probably better five games.
Yes.
And it was literally right after you publicly said on 200 stations, I'm splitting with Freddie.
26 hours after he became Michael Jordan.
All right, now. Going to the gym, got new clothes. All right, I got it. In L.A., we got the audio that Daryl discovered. Now, I want people to listen closely because it's sound from a recent game, but there's something in there. Let's listen.
Kawhi Leonard, free throw line, kicks out Freddie Van Vliet. Yes, sir! Another one! 96-93. Fred's got seven triples tonight.
So, I gotta be honest, Daryl. That sounded doctored.
I don't know, man. I'm saying, Van Fleet had something to say, man.
All right. So, I mean, as you're think, what do you think, Jonas?
You ever seen the movie Nobody's Fool with Paul Newman?
Yeah.
The one time his lottery,
Bruce Willis?
The one time his lottery numbers hit, or the night that he spends the night in jail, like that's Fezzik. The one time Van Vliet actually starts to perform, Fezzik's already jumped off the boat.
I mean, you got to realize, guys, if you don't listen every day, Fezzik had him as the 26th best player in the NBA 6 weeks ago.
I'm still befuddled by that.
Well, who isn't? Who isn't? All right. When we come back, we gave Fez a lot of profile there. Now it's time to pay the piper. I mean, quite literally, and I mean, I don't want to be mean to you, Fez. People are debating, were you worse doing this or Darren Revell ruining Jeopardy for millions? We'll talk about it.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We're Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. Here on Straight Out of Vegas, we are not afraid to call out the egregious, even if they are a member of this show. So
especially.
Especially. So, RJ, that being said, what the hell did Fezzik do this time?
Oh, dirtiest player in the game. By the way, I was looking at the tweet Fox Sports Radio sent out on Twitter, and it says, how do injuries affect the Vegas market? And they used the proper A for effect as a verb. Impressive. I mean, it could have been a 50-50. I'm not sure. but pass on. Kudos. All right. Brad Powers is, I would say, an unsung hero with his show. Now, during college season, he's blabbering a bunch. But he sits here every day, counterpunching, giving good stats, coming strong. He's a great audience. You know, the thing you don't know about most radio guys is they're on their phones when they're not talking. These two, Fez and Brad, they're looking at you. And I don't know, Jonas, you're such a long time, you know, hackneyed hand when it comes to this stuff. But like when I'm trying to get excited about something, I see someone looking at their Twitter. It's like, man, I must be boring. So, but I'm sure you've had radio guys doing that, right?
Of course. I mean, that's,
these guys are a great audience. So Brad had a stat that he was trying to get past me, and it was, how many times did you try? Was it four?
Yeah.
I mean, and just very simply, give me the 10-second version of this stat.
Coming into the finals, Golden State had won and covered at least one road game in 19 consecutive series.
And the thing I objected to was, I don't know if that's good. Meaning, if they won all these titles, we know they won. And if you play a road, a normal series, you're going to play three road games maybe on average. Now, what gets now to win one of the three makes sense, but then it gets complicated. They also cover, and then it gets complicated that maybe if they sweep someone, they only have two. But if they sweep, it means they won on the road.
Yep.
See, my instincts are, if I'm not, because I live this stuff, if I don't know how good it is, I love the effort, A for effort, but do that on your own show was pretty much my answer.
Yeah.
And which doesn't exist yet. Yeah. But then Brad, for the first time in months, took a day off. And we've got the tape, more tape. And then Fezzik and I were one-on-one, and in the middle of a conversation about Golden State, he said this.
Do remember that Golden State over the last 5 years has never had a series, RJ, where they have not won at least one road game.
He didn't even attribute Brad. I mean, I've played this many times, but
I'm the dirtiest player in the game.
Explain yourself, Steve Fezzik.
Well, if Brad wants to take Friday off, someone's got to provide the information.
Yeah, Fizz.
Did you know that he was C-blocked from that the whole time?
No, I did not.
Because he doesn't read his emails.
No.
So maybe he can plead ignorance in this case. Now, there is a little twist to this at the end, and we're going to get to Jeopardy in a moment. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. The rumor is, Brad, and if you say no, we're not going to believe you, that because you have been getting such good feedback, the suits upstairs, literally, you hosted a weekend show. And by the way, Bernie Fratto, typically 11 o'clock Pacific, Saturday night, 11 to midnight Pacific, straight out of Vegas weekend edition. Sleepy J is in with one of our associate producers here with Bernie. But Brad took over 1 week, and Scott Shapiro, one of the suits, as I call him, he said that Brad can host. And then he started saying things like, RJ, if you miss more days, don't worry about it. I mean, it was, all right. But so Brad's thinking, who knows, right? Where my career's going to go. And you're taking speech lessons where enunciation, is that?
Yep, that's correct.
And we actually have your final exam.
Gai nais anti toko umpo.
Let's try that one more time.
Gai nais anti toko umpo.
So, how'd you do?
Not well with that one.
So, Jonas, I mean, I don't even think you could do that.
No, definitely not. By the way, I love how Fez is now all of a sudden, like, he's like the guy who hits on the widow at the wake. Like, he doesn't even wait. Like, it's not even like a give it 2 weeks. Brad doesn't show up 1 week, and it's like, I'll go ahead and swipe.
1 week?
That
he didn't show up one day.
Yeah, one day.
And
Fez
the funny thing is,
it.
He was killing the world openers in college football. Like, so he's grinding, beating world openers by 10 points, and we'll be talking about that in the next day or two. And Fez is here figuring, heck, if he's getting that ROI on those bets, I'm taking credit for his stat. And the funny thing is, you took heat for it because I didn't want that stat. So it really was the reverse.
Irony.
Exactly. Who'd you steal that from?
So we know that the run for Jeopardy James is over as he lost last night. Now, some people found out sooner than others, thanks to your buddy Darren Revell, RJ. But that being said,
well, if by saying that for like 5 years he stole my tweets without attribution, yes, we're very close.
But that being said, there is a Vegas angle to Jeopardy James and the impressive run that he was on.
You've seen Darren Revelle on video, right?
Yes.
You know, on Twitter, he said that he was 5'11".
Okay. Yeah.
I stood next to him.
And I'm
the
Jamaican.
Super Bowl.
Sure.
I'm like 5'10¾". And honestly, he had to be 3 or 4 inches shorter than me. In fact, I saw him, that the quarterback that Arizona picked was right there too.
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray was taller than Darren Revelle.
Mm.
And how tall is Murray?
5'9".
Well, he measured
5'10".
At the combine 5'11", but we were thinking he's more 5'9".
Well, he was like 4 inches. I mean, it was, I don't want to say, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. This Jeopardy was amazing. It was a professional batter. You know, we'll dig into the numbers even more tomorrow, but he finally lost. And this was the game that if he would have had a big game, he would have became the all-time champion. And Brad, you've got just a few numbers. We got about 40 seconds. Give us the highlights. Fezzik took up too much time, and tomorrow we'll get even dig deeper.
Yeah, so Jeopardy James finished winning a little bit more than $2.4 million, just about 50.
By the way, I saw the tax hit on that because it's in
Yeah, his take-home is going to be about a little over $1 million. So he's got to give up almost half of that money that he won.
Hey, now.
He correctly answered, of all of them, 97% of all questions he correctly answered.
Now, what's fascinating is the reason he lost yesterday was he was getting so many daily doubles. And he was being so aggressive, but he didn't get one daily double, which is purely random. And someone played almost perfectly and beat him.
Yeah, Emma got the daily doubles in the double round, and that's why he lost.
And, you know, we waited actually until the world got to see it before we reported on it. Just a courtesy.
The Odd Couple is next here on Fox Sports Radio. We are straight out of Vegas. A full preview of Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas! Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.